USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has opened a new front on the impeachment battle that threatens his administration, blasting Republican Senator Mitt Romney for criticizing his push to get foreign nations to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. He tweeted, "Romney is a fool and a pompous ass who's been fighting me from the beginning." Biden's wife, Jill, says it's clear the president is getting desperate.
I know my son, Hunter. I know his values. I know his heart. I know that Donald Trump is scared to death of Joe Biden, and he's going to do and say anything he can to try to take down the Biden family.
President Trump says he's called for China to investigate Biden and his son, and his reason is to prove corruption, not politics. The New York Times says a second whistleblower is contemplating filing a complaint similar to the first one. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Four homeless men were murdered and another seriously injured in New York City. New York PD Assistant Chief Stephen Yu said it began with the discovery of one homeless man who was dead on a sidewalk.
An expanded search of the area revealed three additional victims.
All of them were severely beaten with a blunt object.
The three males on East Broadway had severe head trauma and were pronounced deceased at the scene. The one male at 2 Bowery was pronounced deceased at the scene.
They then searched the area and picked up another homeless man. The 24-year-old was arrested and a pipe was recovered. Chief of Manhattan South Detective Mike Baldassano.
So the motive appears to be, right now, just a random attacks.
Hong Kong's embattled leader describes the latest round of rioting as a very dark day for the semi-autonomous territory. Demonstrators have again started to march in Hong Kong, many of them wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An investigation by Consumer Reports has found that the average cable bill includes more than 13 line item charges that is used to pass along rate increases to customers while leaving the advertised rates unchanged. John Clemens reports.
The investigation by Consumer Reports found cable companies charge numerous costly fees that can add about $450 to the average customer's bill each year. Jonathan Schwantes is the Senior Policy Counsel for Consumer Reports.
They found a way to break out one of their input costs. And the problem with that is they're still advertising a low rate. And the rate increases happen when Comcast or Charter raise these fees. And oftentimes those fees aren't included as part of your locked-in promotional rate. So really, they've created a way to disguise their cost increases.
Schwantes reports cable providers could be making an estimated $28 billion a year by charging company-imposed fees. I'm John Clemens.
Officials in Arizona are investigating an incident which happened on Friday. Seven toddlers, some as young as 18 months, wandered away from a preschool into a busy street. It's unclear how a security gate was opened. It happened at the community of Gilbert, southeast of Phoenix. None of the children were harmed. The teachers in charge of the kids have been suspended. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.